AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says interim authorities in Venezuela will be selling 30 to 50 million barrels of what he describes as high-quality oil to the U.S. In a social media post, Trump says he will control the money, which he says will be used to benefit the people of Venezuela and the U.S. Meanwhile, the AP's learned the White House is organizing an Oval Office meeting with oil company executives for Friday. And Haya Panjwani has poll findings.
There are a few signs that President Donald Trump supporters wanted the United States to become more involved in foreign conflicts, even as many Republicans are showing an initial support for his military strike in Venezuela. That's according to a recent AP NORC poll. Polling found that many Americans want the U.S. government to focus in 2026 on domestic issues like health care and high costs rather than foreign policy issues. Meanwhile, polling conducted in the aftermath of the military operation that captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro suggests many Americans are unconvinced that the U.S. should step in to take control of the country. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The White House says the U.S. military is always an option for acquiring Greenland. This after European leaders rejected President Trump's comments that a U.S. takeover is necessary for national security. Ukraine and its allies say they've made progress on defense guarantees if a peace deal is struck with Russia. President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We really have good steps forward. Yes, 90%, but we are each day a little bit closer. It's still not enough to have a peace, because enough when the war will finish, will end in Ukraine. We still have losses.
In Israel, a government tender seeking bids from developers indicates the final hurdle's been cleared on the E1 settlement project near Jerusalem. It would effectively cut the West Bank in two. Tech stocks led gains on Wall Street. The Dow and the S&P closed at new highs. This is AP News. The Trump administration's withholding funding for programs that support needy families with children in five Democratic-led states. Ed Donahue has details.
The states are California, Colorado, Illinois, Minnesota, and New York. An official in the White House budget office tells the AP these states are pouring money out to people in the country illegally. The administration has not laid out details of either the fraud claims or the plan to hold back funds. The targeted programs are child care development block grants, temporary assistance for needy families, and social services block grants. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she is prepared to go to court. President Trump proclaimed on social media the fraud investigation of California has begun. A spokesperson for Governor Gavin Newsom says Donald Trump is a deranged habitual liar whose relationship with reality ended years ago. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.